You can hear exclusive mini eps of the show where we help solve your problems only on Stitcher Premium.
To listen, go to stitcherpremium.com/problem and use the promo code PROBLEM for a full month free.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Oh my God.
Stop, stop, stop.
I think you need to shut up and listen to yourself.
All right, what's the problem? Just what is the problem?
You're the problem.
And this is the problem with Charles and Casey. The problem with Charles and Casey.
Hi, Charles.
Hi, Casey.
How are you? What's your problem?
Oh, my God. My problem.
See?
Fuck. My problem
is... You can't speak.
Is that I can't say my problem is that... you know what? This morning, getting ready, Jordan, my boyfriend, buys clothing as though it's doomsday and that's food. He has so many clothes. And I look at my closet and I take up 10% of the real estate,
mm-hmm.
and I want to start wearing his clothes.
Yeah.
That's my problem, is that I want to start wearing all my boyfriend's clothes because he has so many more than I do and so many more options.
And you're not allowed to, I don't hear a problem. You're not allowed to wear them?
We kind of have an agreement that like anything that's a staple piece, like, clearly, you want to be known
a
for that.
Staple piece.
Anything crazy, like a jumpsuit, a fun shirt. It's like, obviously, you want to be known for that. So that's yours. But we're pretty flexible with it.
Okay.
And it depends on what it is.
So you want the staple pieces?
I wanted to wear something crazy.
And he wouldn't let you.
I just feel like I have to moderate. I can't just in moderation. You know, I can't just go crazy.
Why don't you just buy stuff?
I do. I buy things at a normal rate. Okay. But then imagine looking at your wardrobe and seeing like 400 great pieces of clothing that aren't yours. It would be so weird, right?
Me and Michelle have that a little bit. But then I'll ask her to wear it and she'll be like, yeah.
Yeah.
But I built up that limit, that boundary.
Do you remember when you and I were in Zara? And I pulled that. It was a red.
You pulled a perfect.
I'm not a Zara girl.
Obviously. I'm not a Zara girl.
This was like a red Melania jacket. It was like a red Russian.
Rack.
It was like a Russian escort jacket. And it looked so good on you.
I couldn't have, like, if I burst into tears and laughter. Like, you don't get it. Like, you don't know anything.
But
and I put it on.
Yeah.
I've looked outstanding,
and it actually worked. It worked in your style. It was somehow perfect. It's exactly you.
That was crazy. So maybe I am a Zara girl.
You are a Zara girl.
Okay,
what's your problem?
My problem has to do with clothes as well.
Really?
Completely unexpectedly. I like to wear jackets, and I think that they're very important to the lifestyle as a lesbian. I have a lot of jackets. I don't think it's working for me optimal. It's not optimal.
Jackets.
Jackets are a way to hide.
Uh-huh.
They're a way to guard.
Right.
They're a way to hide my body physically.
And you want to be Sarah Connor Terminator. You want...
Yes. I'm not saying that I'm not, but it's like... I like a jacket. I feel safe in a jacket. And
I know.
Don't think I should do that anymore. I wear them on stage, like doing stand up.
Exactly what you mean.
And I know that because I've done it, like I've performed without a jacket and it 10% the response from the audience is like 10% there without even changing anything.
What do you mean? Good? It's
like,
still,
they feel access to me.
Yeah, right.
And like now I have a jacket and I have like black lipstick and it's like no one can really feel me.
But do you think that's in your head? I know, I totally know what you're talking about through all this. Do you think that's in your head?
It's for sure in my head, but I'm wondering if I should just like, no matter what, like maybe for the next 10 performances, like never wear a jacket.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I'll just try it, like force myself to take off my jacket. It's also cold out.
Yeah. What do we think of today's guest? Chelsea.
Oh my God. First of all, I don't know if this is just Dorkella, but like I just fucking love Chelsea. Like I love her so much.
I feel with Chelsea, like I'm like, how do I know her? Like how am I allowed to know her?
Yeah.
Because some people are just like in a God space that I'm like, how are you allowed to like talk to the earth people? Right.
It's so weird.
I know. Yeah. It's like, and if you don't know, no, we can't say. If you don't know Chelsea, no. If you don't know Chelsea Peretti, you accidentally are listening to this and you think you're listening to some hospital podcast or something. Like,
I don't care about you.
We got Chelsea.
I can't believe it.
All right, let's listen.
Okay.
Okay, Chelsea?
Yes.
What's the problem?
Well, I just got a cold from my child, and he's 1.5. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like I'm starting to get scared of all the sicknesses ahead that I'm going to get from him, like, especially vomiting ones. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine, like, you're a parent, you have to clean up so much vomit.
Yeah.
When your kid gets the flu or something, it's just like, I don't even know if I'm up for it.
Yeah.
Have you done it already?
No. I mean, I've cleaned up. Well, actually.
You haven't cleaned up your kid's vomit yet?
He hasn't really had that kind of sickness. He tends more toward liquid D.
Well, that's bad too.
Isn't that worse than vomit?
Also bad.
Well, no. I'm on record saying that I'm of a shit family.
Yeah.
We're always going to try to shit over vomit.
Mm-hmm.
I hate vomiting. You are a full vomiter enthusiast.
I think I'm both. I have to shit all the time, but I like vomiting.
Yeah, well, that's gross. I mean, that's like honestly the grossest thing I can think of is someone who likes vomiting.
Yeah, it feels good to like get it all. End up like purging.
Yeah,
like I want to rip all my hair out. I want to get colonics.
So nasty.
I want to take my bones out.
You want to erase yourself.
I want to erase myself. Right. Okay, well,
I like to vomit.
You do too.
God, you guys are gross.
It's okay.
But I'll do either. Like,
I'm down.
Of course. You're going to have to shit. But I'm just saying, like, you know, when you were sick as a kid, were your parents like, try to vomit, you'll feel better?
Definitely shit.
Yeah.
But vomiting wasn't off the table.
Right.
Just happens.
Yeah, you know? If it's uncontrollable, you have to, and you will feel better. But like, I would never make myself.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I would always like, if I feel nauseated, I will like try to think of something grounding.
Yeah.
Oh, you will avoid it. Like,
I'll try as hard as I can.
But it's like over, and then it's over.
Even talking about this is making me want to puke.
What is the fear under that? Like, what's the fear of puke?
Lots of power.
It's so powerful to retain your puke.
It's so powerful. No, the fear is it tastes literally horrible.
Yeah.
Like vomit.
Yeah.
I just don't want to get sick more
because
of having a kid because they have germs and they don't know how to clean themselves well. And all the other kids, same thing. And then they just give each other sicknesses all the time.
Are you afraid that you're going to get like a super sickness, or is it just like being sick sucks? Like, I don't like being sick.
I think it's more like I'm worried I'm going to be sick frequently.
Uh-huh.
And it seems so hard to be like parenting if you have like the flu or some virus.
Mm-hmm.
And your kid does. It just like every time families talk about it, it's like, oh, both our kids are sick and we are both sick. And it's like, it just sounds so gross and hard.
Mm-hmm.
What are the preventative measures you take to avoid getting sick?
Well, I breastfeed myself. Just kidding.
Mm-hmm. to be like, throwing up is disgusting, no. But I breastfeed myself.
What do I do? The main thing is I wash my hands a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if more people did that, it would just be such a better world. You wash your hands after you blow your nose a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You wash your hands after you're outside and coming back into the house. You know, I got in the habit when my son was a newborn, and now I just wash my hands a lot more. Are they dry? Are they rough? Sure, they skew that way. Yes. But is it worth it? Yes.
You're saying you worry about everything. I get that. I feel that way.
And then you have kids. That's really stoking the fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It introduces more things. That's true.
So I honestly, my main concern is that my son, like, what future will he inherit? Is he going to be like fighting robots for water?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you think robots are going to drink water?
No, but they'll use it.
They'll use water
as power over humans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right. That's like apocalyptic.
Yeah.
That I have that fear.
Well, first of all, did you see that headline? It's a genuine fixation. There was a alien message radio signal to Canada. Mm-mm. Anyway, no. It was like some high frequency radios repeating signal from a planet a billion miles away or something. Mm. And I was just like going through this whole thought process. I'm like, well, maybe Trump as president is privy to like knowledge we don't have as basic yeah. civilians that the world is going to end in like 4 months anyway, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
That would explain his behavior. Also, maybe, you know how like China supposedly and Russia have access to our infrastructure? Like mm-hmm. they could shut down our power.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If you're president and you know that, maybe you do kowtow to people because you're scared they're going to shut down all our shit. I don't know.
No, I get it. I'm always I'm like a little, yeah, a conspiracy theorist. Like I always think like everything is like happening up there and it's all like mafia, blackmail,
but it's
Illuminati.
Actually not even a conspiracy theory. I think that's proven they have access yeah. to our stuff.
That stuff, right. yeah.
But like, what are you going to do? It's like, it's always been that fragile. And the fact that we have been on a grid in the first place is so precarious.
I try to comfort myself with like historical, like, oh, when everyone was so scared of communism and then it was fine. Mm-hmm. Or like, oh, when everyone was scared of the bubonic plague.
Yeah.
Some of them did die, yeah. but we persisted.
Yeah. I read something that like the Spanish-American War started because like some U.S. boat blew up because of the boiler. Mm. And then they declared like war on Spain because right. America said it was Spain, but it was just like some boiler. Right. And that was like the start of the war.
Right.
It's always been fucked up. Like it's always been bad and we're still here.
Yeah.
But I mean, so many people died along the way too, like that shouldn't have died. So like that's also, it's also not comforting. Cause
I know. Like, well, that's the thing you think about all the muskets.
Yeah.
That took people mm-hmm. down for what?
Yeah. Yeah. Or the like turning a blind eye while other people like got lined up stuff. Like that's so scary.
Well, yeah, it's
like,
or Hiroshima.
Yeah.
Okay. Or fucking Pompeii. Mm-hmm. If you want to talk natural disasters, I'm also terrified of those. Mm. I saw San Andreas. Penis.
No. Penis?
Penis.
In San Andreas?
No. just in general.
Wait, you're afraid of penis? Yeah, you're looping penis.
Terrified of that.
Environmental disasters.
Immaculate penis.
That's scary.
That's scary. An immaculate, untouched, brand spanking new penis.
An untouched penis is a huge natural disaster.
I very much feel like LA is due. Uh-huh. For a big old earthquake.
Okay, these are different things, though.
Not really. It's all
no,
death.
No,
death.
No. Yeah. Okay. But it's one is like death at the hand of other people, and then the other is death at the hand of nature. You know what I mean? Those seem.
But people are part of nature. Hmm.
A power greater than oneself.
Wow, Charles. I guess you didn't think. This one
through. We have to go.
Wait a minute. Mm. Let's follow this through to its natural conclusion. Or man-made. Fine. Or are they the same thing?
But I would be finer dying from a tsunami than I would from a hydrogen bomb. Like
you would be chill with nature doing
I wouldn't
tsunamis
be chill,
are the absolute... Yeah. Most terrifying thing that exists.
I'm sure that's
have
true.
Have you not seen The Impossible? You would be fine, quote unquote, with dying from a tsunami.
I wouldn't. I would not.
That's like so offensive to the victims. Tsunamis. Trend this name, Charles Rogers. Trend it.
Okay, this is all like fear of death. Is that
fear
it?
Fear of death. Yeah. Fear of the collapse of what, you know, we have heretofore experienced as quote unquote democracy.
Yeah. Fear of like fear of loss of sickness, order.
Loss of order.
Loss
chaos.
Of control.
Apocalypse, mm-hmm. whether by man's hand, crazy man usually, mm-hmm. or by Mama herself, the big mama downstairs, the molten lava mama, spewing her hot kiss all over.
But like, okay, so does your baby give more meaning to this whole,
of
like,
course, because how so? I just... Look, I could have my own depressions and fears and just be like, fine, obliterate me. Mm-hmm. Right. My child, he didn't choose this. Right. He just plopped out into this world, a little innocent babe. Yeah. And I just, was it fair to insert him into this maelstrom?
No.
Perhaps not.
No, you shouldn't have done it.
But I'm an animal and my... breeder instincts kicked in, and boom, 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 the drum of procreation.
You needed that.
Boom, 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 ring out across this land.
Wow.
You had sex in a national stage. So you weren't like this before the baby.
I was, but it's just so this is amplified more now.
Yeah.
It is.
I mean, I go through, like, do you have, you don't have any of this, Casey?
Of course I do, but I, like, not, I'm working on my fear of flying because I think it's the stupidest fear of all the fears.
Mm-hmm. Well, more people die in cars.
Exactly.
Is that comforting?
A little bit of that. But then also I'm just like, it's, I really am working on my control, like my, everything that's not,
you know,
my
what
control.
Helps with that, having a child, though, it actually does.
So it's like both things.
I like to control things, and then children are just like, literally anything you're trying to control, they're like, I'm gonna do that, and then run away.
Yeah, that's how do you cute. Love something that's always undoing everything you do?
I don't, it's crazy, it's hard, so right? Cute,
yeah, mm-hmm.
You just, but it is like, oh my god, you just have to let go, like, oh, there's so be fun shit everywhere, yeah, and you're gonna, I don't know. One thing I will say that I'm proud of is that I wipe my son's nose. I hate when people let their kids run around with snot hanging out all over their face. It's like, it's not that hard to
it's
just,
so gross.
I don't constantly wipe
How do you
nose.
Wipe someone else's nose?
I'll tell you how. I have a strategy. You take the tissue and you gently pinch the snot. Fold it,
scoop it
and
out.
Pinch it again. And that's how you get it. If you wipe, it just smears all over their face. But if you pinch and pull, pinch and pull.
Mm-hmm. But it's so delicate. Like, I feel like if someone did it to me, they would, the pressure's wrong.
Well, you would die.
You, I mean, once you know how to blow your nose, forget it.
I'm good.
Forget about it.
I'm fine.
It's one of life's great pleasures. Please, come on. Can you imagine you can't blow your nose? What a living hell. But until he gets there, like, it's so weird. You go, smell this flower, and he's like breathing out. Like, he doesn't know how to smell something.
Yeah.
Blow his nose. He's so basic. Hashtag.
There's a lot of nose issues with this kid. So, okay. So, like, you feel like having a kid's made you, like, lose some of that, like, control shit. But on the other hand now, like, all the death, apocalypse, like, anything could happen. Like, loss of order stuff is even worse because you're, like, living for two people now.
Yeah, you just think, like, at some point you'll be gone.
Yeah. Is Jordan this way? I feel like he's, like...
No.
He's chill.
I mean... He reads the news and these things and he's aware of it, but like he just doesn't, I think doesn't
he doesn't
choose
let
to live
it affect
his life
him as much.
Mm-hmm. He lives in the now a little more than I do.
I wonder, do you think like if it weren't that, then you would like, do you feel like maybe you've got like certain energetic dispositions and like if it wasn't going to be
that. If
you're
going to call me a Jew, just do it.
Okay,
certain
so.
Certain energetic dispositions.
Certain proclivities, if you will.
Paranoia.
A certain cultural.
Neuroses.
Have you ever seen The Nanny? Was she supposed to be Jewish or not? Just
I think she was supposed to be like extremely Jewish, right?
She's just Bronx.
Or
when
Long
I
Island.
Grew up in Mexico, The Nanny. What was the one, the movie that she made?
The Beautician and the Beast.
You know that.
When it was released in Mexico, it was just called The Nanny and the Prince.
Aww.
They just like were like, it's easier to just say it's still The Nanny. It's like within the universe of The Nanny.
We're like, well, you can't make that jump.
I don't know. Maybe this is stupid, but like I feel like there's like certain like we're all born with like a certain like energies in us, and then we just latch on to like ideologies and then put that energy on that ideology, and now what you feel is like a fear of loss of control, when like deep down you just have this certain quality that's just like like in you, and then you've like,
well, I definitely see people who are just organically more inclined to calmness.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Is it nature or nurture? Look at gender. My son, okay, I cannot tell you that me and my husband are interested in trucks in particular. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But my son is obsessed with trucks. Mm-hmm. And Jordan says, like, at some point we're going to have to tell him that trucks aren't that cool.
Yeah, just stop loving trucks.
But, I mean, I don't know. Like, it's just funny. It's like, I don't know. I wonder if we had a girl, she'd be hell of into trucks. Like, right. I know my nephews were, too. And they would watch garbage trucks all the time. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah, our neighbor's baby loves trucks.
Binary.
And nothing else.
Binary, natural.
Right. Love it.
Yeah. End of story.
What are you like in emergency situations?
Oh, yeah.
Calm, collected, yeah. Proactive.
Proactive.
Well.
You want to be the leader.
What's an example if it's not
you trust yourself the most?
Well, I had a crazy ass thing where we heard a loud crash the other night. And
oh, yeah.
And then, you know, it turns out this woman had like flipped her car. She was literally in that car upside down. Well, she was drunk as a skunk. Mm-hmm. So who knows if she was fine. She was definitely on some adrenaline and mm-hmm. something else. Mm-hmm. And
you saw this with your eyes.
Literally, we were talking to her upside down in the car. And and my husband's telling OnStar that she's upside down. She goes, I am.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Which I thought was the funniest thing I've ever heard. Can you imagine?
Like you had to be the bearer of bad news.
And the news is you're upside down physically. Like she doesn't
you
feel
may not know.
The blood rushing to her head.
It took a stranger.
She doesn't see the upside down people talking.
Yeah. No, she doesn't see that her perspective has shifted. Like literally she's like, I am? Well, how did that happen? We're like, you tell me, miss. It's literally
the biggest news you could get. Someone that they're upside down.
That's someone who really is like has let go of their control issues.
She knows herself. Yeah, she's found
alcohol is their lord and master. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she hopped out like Mary Poppins. Like they released her like to my husband and this other neighbor, like held her body up while they undid the seatbelt. Oh, I mean, mm-hmm. somehow she got to the ground and. She just kept going, I'm fine. I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. Wow. She's put on dark glasses and asked for her handbag. And then she held it and just standing there like Mary Poppins, like this very like up, like extremely high status.
Standing on a I'd curb. Like to buy your house.
Yeah. Oh, is your house available? And she's like, it's 11 o'clock at night. Dark glasses. There's firemen, cops crawling. She's also totaled our neighbor's car. Oh no apology to them. Just I'm fine. Fine. Anyway, it was just. But anyway, in that situation, my husband had just gone to an awards show and he was in a tux with no shoes on.
This is such a good scene.
And he's like walking through glass to help this old batty old drunk lady. And so how I was in that situation is that I brought him his shoes. Mm-hmm. Dutiful wife. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I gossiped with the neighbors. Mm-hmm. This woman's state. And they were like, yeah, she apparently reeks. I'm like, well, of course. Yeah. I mean, how could you flip your car? I heard she said she's fine.
Everyone's gossiping.
I heard she didn't know she was upside down. She's like a foot away from us.
I am terrified of flying. It's so stupid. I think it's the stupidest fear. Mm-hmm. It's just like, but that's criticism. That's like judgmental of myself. I should just let myself be afraid.
What about hot air balloons?
That was scary when I did it.
I've never done that.
Go today.
But I honestly,
go tonight.
No.
We'll book it.
You have to.
Online. We'll book it for you online right now.
I'm afraid of that. Is it too high? It's too high and this basket's too small.
Mm-hmm. I went in a Goodyear blimp once.
How was that? Were you scared?
Of course death would always cross my mind, but it was pretty fun.
Well, okay, so death is
our blimp state.
What? Like, well, I mean, the only one we know of burned down.
Heigenberger.
Yeah, the Heigenberger. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to defend it because I really am one of these people that's like, I cannot die. Like, I cannot die. Jordan, my Jordan, mm-hmm. is so like, if you die, you die. And I'm like, that is some third world fucking, like, that's how you die. Mm-hmm. If you say it's okay to die, then you've let death in the door. Like, you just can't do that.
Well, okay, not to be like a bitch right now, but like, is your problem death or is your problem that you're scared of death? Because like you're it's your choice. That's the choice.
I mean, it's both. I mean, because like death is the end. So like I can't be like, my ego is like, I'm not going to be 100% Buddhist about this, because like at the end of the day, like once I'm dead, I don't get to live anymore.
Is this a comedy podcast?
Sort of.
Kind of.
I actually didn't know.
It goes in and out. It's really...
It's more like effortlessly funny.
Yeah.
But like...
We don't try. We just talk about horrible things and then hopefully it's funny. Okay. So I feel like death is... okay, why do you want to be alive? One. Like, why? Like,
that's a great question.
Death will prevent you from doing what with your life? Like, what are you that's like? Are you developing anything? Like,
that's the darkest question I've ever been asked in such a matter of fact, bureaucratic way. Death will prevent you from what? I guess I never thought about it that way. I mean, I guess in a way, life is holding me back. Thanks, Charles.
Life is holding me back.
From death what? Would be the ultimate freedom.
No, that's such a lie. Whenever people say things like that, I'm like, yeah, I don't
want to promote suicidal ideation, believe you me.
It's in everyone, so what can you do?
Well, yeah, I want to make my movie. I honestly I want to do one creative thing that I conceived of and saw through to the end that I feel extremely proud of.
That's your thing. You're like, I did that thing. Yeah.
Thanks.
I feel that.
It's hard with my, like I said, my uneasy personality to know if that will ever happen, because mm-hmm. even sometimes when I do stuff, I don't feel good about it. But I feel like I have it in me to do. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to do that before I die. I'd like to see my son grow up and be there for him.
That's reasonable.
I'd like to continue to enjoy the different phases of marriage and mm-hmm. the deepening of that legal bond between two genders.
Yeah.
Man and woman, male and female.
Mm-hmm. Check. You got that done.
So lucky.
I want to live to see Trump serve another term. No, I have a lot of travel dreams. One time I went actually to this weird health spa in Mexico that I don't think exists anywhere with my mom. And everyone there was going through some tragic thing, like to be healed. You know, it's like you go to healing places, it can get very dark. Mm. Like people are like, I need healing. Mm-hmm. And we met this older couple there and something horrible had happened to one of their children or something. They were like sweetest couple, like really cool. And the guy was like, I've come to accept that a lot of the books I have on my shelf, I would just won't have time to get to them. Mm. I was like, oh, fuck. Like, that was like one of the, because I was younger at the time and I just had never even thought about, oh, you can't read every book you want to read necessarily.
Yeah.
And then another one was my principal at my elementary school was this really old woman. And I had this torturous relationship with this girl at my elementary school, and I think it was after something with her, but it could have been something else. I don't remember. I was in the principal's office and she was like so old to me, and she's like, mm-hmm. The good true friends I've had in my whole life I can count on one hand.
Oh my god.
And then she stuck her craggy paw into the air. I just went into a deep dark place thinking about life and solitude.
Yeah,
but then how old was she?
She just doesn't have friends.
Like 30.
She probably would.
She's just not interested.
28.
well, in all my 28 years.
I think she was pretty old, but I don't know exactly. But yeah, like there's just certain things when you're a kid and you really just think you're going to live forever, that certain things that make you go, maybe I'm not.
Yeah.
Or maybe.
But I feel like the older you get, the like more you let go of like the like need to be like, my parents are so like, now it's just about enjoying life. Like, whereas like, I feel like I used to have like panic attacks in my early 20s that I didn't realize were just like about not wanting to die. Mm-hmm. And like the older you get, I mean, I still am like that, but like I probably when I'm like 60, I'll start to like loosen up a little bit. But
you know, my grandmother once said to me another thing like this is like, she was like, well, when I look in the mirror, I expect myself to be 20.
Oh my God.
And the person looking back at me, I don't know her. Yeah.
You That's know, like delusional.
She thinks of herself as 20.
Yeah.
You know, like that also was like,
I agree with that. Yeah. I still,
it is weird. You
like,
think time's going to go backwards and you're like, no, I'll look like that again.
Yeah.
I know. I used to play sports in high school and I was like so fit. I was working out like 2 hours a day and I was in high school. And I keep thinking, I got to get my body back to, to that place.
Before it had been done for me.
There's like not a chance.
Well, like Eckhart Tolle stuff is always like death is like the fear of death is like the fear of like death of the ego. It's like being afraid of like. And it's such like a Zen thing that I am like, I appreciate that. I acknowledge that I cannot fully live that. Like, cause I still am someone with an ego, like ego.
Well, certainly if you have like aspirations of things, like, I mean, for me, like creatively and then on top of it, family things where, or friendships or connections with people. And also life just has so many sweet pleasures, like, nature or good food or music or whatever. It's like the idea, like
what do you think happens when you die? Do you, because I feel like I know
what's the right answer.
I think I know too.
Do you want to guess or do you want me to share it?
Share it.
Okay, so this is what happens when you die. It goes black, like cliche. And like just for a second, like your body is just like rolling its eyes because it's like it went black, like I knew it. And then like your soul is like thing matter that is like it's actual matter, but it's also magical. It starts becoming particles. And then like parts that are alive of the soul, like that float away, touch other things that are alive and like join like a tree or something.
But then most
of it vaporizes. And like, then it just becomes
you
like
vape
matter.
It.
you jewel.
Right.
You vape it.
And then
you're either a tree or vape. Or a tree.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's heaven or hell.
That's it. And that's probably it.
Can I say when my grandma died, this is like she died like spontaneously. I was in the back of a car on a family road trip. We just celebrated her 95th birthday. She all of a sudden it was 9 a.m. She just yelled, "Hold on to me." And she suddenly like had a full seizure and I held on to her. I was super holding on.
How old were you?
I was 21.
Okay. At least there's that.
I know.
If you were 9, you're holding on to your seizing grandmother. Like,
welcome to
Earth.
That's
a life changer right there.
But she had, it was so, I mean, it was a seizure, but it was so like aggressive and she threw up, purged. Oh, she purged.
She should have been a little more subtle.
I know. It was not, it was overt. It was an overt death. No one could have been mistaken that she was dying. It was farce.
It was big.
She was big. It made sense because her whole life was big.
Yeah.
And her personality was big. So then she had like a big death and I felt like it was like her energy was like, get me out of this cage. That was like the energy. And then it like finally like busted the gate of the cage open. Was like, ah, finally.
Right.
And that was the like.
And you saw her leave.
Yeah.
You know what I love is near, not to brush right past your story of your grandmother's death.
Yeah, anyway.
That you were present for.
That's
cool.
I've been eating chia seeds.
Ground up chia in a smoothie actually helps me
Tastes like
digest.
Gummy worms.
Yeah, it's got a good taste. That's pretty crazy. Was anyone else there?
My parents are in the front seat.
Oh, this was all in the car. She
this was
all
in the car.
The
9 a.m. We were like, all right, like last day of the road trip. And like, we were just in the middle of Texas, rushed to like some hospital.
Did your dad pull over?
My dad called the ambulance and we pulled over and like floored it back to the like Holiday Inn.
But the ambulance was like, how old is she?
Yeah.
And you're like, 95. They're like, oh man,
we'll be there in an hour.
Gum, reading the paper, drive over 20 miles an hour. They're like, we know how this story ends.
In death. That was like, I felt like I saw like one way to die. And it was very like,
this is crazy, but do you like baked potatoes?
Just from one food to another. Someone who
and
can
I want to get back to that. I want to get back to that, but like a fully loaded
butter.
Talking chives, scallions.
I'm talking about my
cheese.
Grandmother's
death. Sour cream.
Someone who can't handle serious stuff.
And just to jump around for a second. Raw honey.
On the baked potato?
No.
Okay. Separate.
Never, never.
Okay.
I went to Houston's last night and had a baked
What's
potato.
Houston's?
Oh my God.
Baked potato restaurant?
Fucking ninny. It's like Fancy Sizzler.
Mm. Oh, right. Yeah, you were talking. Yeah.
Anyway, that's pretty trippy, dude.
Well,
far out cowabunga, dude.
It's so hard. What was the point?
Because you're like, this is what happens with death. And I was like, I've seen death.
Yeah.
Here's my question, though, is like, what? Okay. What do you, are you somebody who's like, I want influence in life. Like, what do you,
you know
want?
What I want to be funny. I want to be smart. I want to be creative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what I've learned about influence is that if I want to make anything that has my taste, I have to have more power.
Yeah.
So it's weird. It's like the impetus for fame, I've mm-hmm. lost a lot because when I see famous people, I feel like they're all crazy and lonely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and their lives look, their quality of life is not great.
And they're always sick. They like, always are like, my eyes are bleeding or something, you know, like they have some.
They're dealing with something.
Something.
Yeah, so I don't know.
It's not like you want power.
I can't say I've ever met someone whose eyes were bleeding, but
I've met like may
run in
Chalamet. Circles.
Saoirse Ronan. I was at the Gotham Awards.
Actress.
Everyone's eyes were bleeding.
Yeah. They're dabbing them with little hankies covered in blood. But I don't know. So like fame, when I was a kid, like my little journals, I'd be like, I want to be famous and stuff. Now it's more like power, you know.
Yeah, like not power for power's sake, but
power to
so
be able to express myself how I want
to. And that is to what? Like that is to...
To be actually funny.
Yeah.
And instead of like a lot of comedy... Well, I should distinguish between television and film, I guess. But I feel like there's a lot more funny television, such as one of my favorite shows, Search Party. Doogie Howser. But I feel like movies when I was young were so, I don't know if it's because I was a teenager,
no, they
my
were
taste
better
was lower, but they were
funny.
So funny.
Yeah, they were good comedies.
And so my dream would be to make a good comedy that makes you actually laugh out loud, and but maybe has some heart as well.
Do you guys have a need to be remembered, like the movie Coco?
Well, I just read that Conan interview. Did you read this? It was circulating on Twitter, and it was sort of about how no one's remembered.
Yeah, that's true.
It was comforting, though.
Yeah.
It's like, it's
unless
not really about that. Also, it's
a symbol. Symbols are like
how are they
Lincoln,
not remembered?
Shakespeare, people that are just like...
It's like it's their legacy rather than them.
Just like if you think about people that were huge in the talkies, mm-hmm. you know, or whatever. It's like no one knows who they are. Or even how Lady Gaga made that song that sounds exactly like a Madonna song and no young people even know or care.
I know.
Right.
And that wasn't even long ago.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like it's just things are so cyclical because no one remembers anything.
Yeah.
Everyone dresses 90s now. I'm like, hello, did it.
But what about like Prince? Like Prince, I remember, like I need Prince.
Right. I mean, there may be some people who are crazy legendary. I don't ever think I will be one of those people. I don't think like First of all, I don't think comedy people do have the same kind of staying power because it evolves so drastically.
Unless like Charlie Chaplin or something. Unless you can be some sort of like transcendent archetype. I know.
It's like the reason he's the one that you remember is propaganda.
No,
like
Marilyn Monroe. For sure. Yeah.
Like, why is it important that those people symbols. Get remembered?
Yeah, they were turned into like into like representations of an era instead of like.
But it is a good question as why? Why were they?
Yeah,
it's you gotta
of all
get
the people of that
gotta,
time. Mm-hmm.
You gotta get in that power circle where the PR of that group, like the Illuminati, that keep those stories alive. Like, why is it valuable that every single person knows who Marilyn Monroe is?
Because of this day. Was
gorgeous,
beautiful,
so lovable, really agreeable.
You have to meet those people.
But what I mean, it's a good question though, that it's like, because I feel sometimes like I'm like, I have to make a huge impact on the world or else my life will have been in vain. Like, I just have that feeling, which is delusional because I probably won't.
You already made Search Party, which to me is so good.
Thank you.
And that's got to be a relief of some kind. Because now if you die, it'll be creator of Search Party dies.
Do you have a relief?
Be like, Alia Shawkat's friend dies.
And then she's like, well, I wouldn't say we were close.
I did work with him once or twice.
We were co-workers. Yeah.
But also but Search Party isn't that. I mean, like maybe like at Earwolf or like in LA, but like people, that's not iconic. Like it's not.
It is though. It is.
Within our world.
For me, it is. And I feel like, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's like, what's iconic in comedy right now? That's like, what was like, I mean, it's such a weird time actually for comedy.
Yeah, it is.
There's so many like these very small comedies that are like not really funny that are heralded critically. And then there's these big comedies that are so fratty.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
Or then there's like Search Party.
But like
catastrophe.
You know how like The Sopranos was like as funny as it was terrifying?
I only saw the last episode. Oh.
That's a good tactic.
But I was dissatisfied by how they wrapped everything up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Forget it. Sorry I said The Sopranos.
Well, I read somebody made a meme that was like a joke that was like fear of like the end of the world is actually just narcissism. And I had never thought of that before, but it's sort of like, when you're the center of your own world.
What about fear of pain, though? Like, it'd be one thing if you're like, I'm going to die suddenly and not even know I died. Okay, that's easier to deal with. It's more when you're like, our power grids will be shut down and I'll be starving and trying to protect my child and there'll be roving wild packs of dogs.
Cannibals.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, for sure. I totally agree. Suffering. I think it's so reasonable to be afraid of these things.
Is a fear of physical suffering narcissistic?
Yeah.
Or is it just reasonable. Animal survival? Like,
yeah.
I don't know, but I did, there is, I guess, a difference between fear that is actually practical and fear that's a luxury, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, true. That's what this podcast is, though, is like
luxury fear.
Problems. It's like, well, problems are like privilege, you know? Yeah. And like, we're talking
problems
to
of the privileged.
Problems of the privilege.
Of the that's aware. So being privileged.
Problems of the privileged. Yeah. I mean, I think it's normal. I feel like what you're experiencing is normal.
It's healthy.
Yeah. I think it's reasonable to not want to die and to try and do the most you can do in life. Yeah, what do you think, Casey? I feel like we've explored a lot and it's all like, I don't know. I like sometimes these wrap up and it's like, all right, you're
going to find joy now.
Yeah.
Good
or like,
you.
It sounds
how
like
do you
don't
like
know.
How do you feel like this went? Like as compared to your other episodes?
They're all different.
Yeah, they're all different.
So that means it went bad.
No. I love this one. But they're
this
all...
This was the funniest one, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of them are like... the one we did with Jessica Williams, I feel like, was like... We were all like on coke. That's how I think of
that's
it.
That's what I feel like I should be.
No, it's good that is they're not
it?
All like that.
Well, this whole experience is kind of reminding me of like when I used to do drugs and drink and all that. And I did mushrooms with these friends of mine. They were comedians and they were like super jaded, like funny guys. And we were like, let's do shrooms. We're like, cool. But I quickly realized we had totally different ideas of what doing shrooms was supposed to be all about. Because I like to just be silly as hell and like giggle the whole time.
Yeah.
But they went instantly into like philosopher mode. Yeah. And they were trying to do that with me. And I kept like throwing something at a wind chime that was hanging and making like fart sounds and laughing.
Yeah.
And they were so pissed. They were like, let's walk to the beach. I'm like, whoa, you guys became totally different people, man. And I'm like, and then they like in the morning, I'm like, should we all go get breakfast? They're like, no. Like they were mad at me because I wasn't a fun drug partner. But it just like blew my mind because I was like, you got to warn people if you're going to do a complete psychological shift. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, what, you want to give her any homework?
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, I still want to hear what the therapist said.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I guess he said that a lot of people have these kind of fears. Mm-hmm. He was like, are you being nice to yourself? I'm like, does it count if I call myself an old fat bitch all day long in my head? Is that being nice?
Okay. I think.
Bitch.
I called him a bitch. My assignment is to look at, this is just like enjoy your family and just like see your future and your immortality in like your child.
Mm.
That's the homework.
What if he got sick fatally?
I'm not qualified for that.
Oh.
I think my homework for you is to make that movie that you really want to make.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Cause then it'll be interesting to see where you're at with this stuff.
Yeah.
Once you get that thing done. Could you die? We'll see.
Well, at least I've written. I need to fix a couple things, but I've written it. So if I die, at least I already have had fantasies that people would do a reading of it.
A reading? A UCB? Oh,
and they'd be like, it was so funny. She should have made this.
She should have made that.
Now she's ding dong, dead.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Chelsea.
Bye.
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 Love hearing her talk about like what pisses her off and what scares her.
Yeah.
I just really loved hearing like the humanity of just anybody's discomforts.
Totally.
But like to get into it, to just have that conversation, I think that's cool.
I agree.
Like nobody does that.
I totally related to her issues.
Yeah.
And I'm always stunned whenever people are like, I don't care about dying. I'm like, what are you?
Who says that? That's crazy.
People come up to me and say that all day long. I just am a magnet for it. Some people are like, they don't have that worst case scenario instinct. And I always respect people who do because I'm like, we got to stick together.
Yeah.
When the shit happens, we have to stick together.
Right. I did have a problem like engaging in the conversation because when people start getting to doomsday, I am very contrarian.
Oh, really?
So then I have to be like, you guys.
Because you can't handle it?
Because I just am like that. Like if the status quo is like, yeah, you know, there's going to be no water, then I'm just going to be like, listen, there will be some water. Like, because I'm just contrarian.
Yeah. I don't have that. I have the opposite where I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And just like go off a cliff with a person.
But having said that, like I have had Harry Potter length dreams with that amount of detail of the apocalypse, like nightmares about like how miserable it'll be.
It's scary.
My
problem with the interview.
Since I was like two.
When I was 7 years old, I slept soundly every night. And I,
from what age?
I just remember being seven and sleeping so soundly.
That
and
was like your best year.
There was, I had a fabric. It was the best year of my life was when I was seven. I say it all the time. There was a fabric palm tree in my room. The AC was on. And now I sleep with my head under the covers. Then I was free on my back, head exposed for the killer. Like so peaceful. Now I'm just like hiding under a cave. But my problem with the interview really was that is our podcast funny enough? Chelsea is the funniest person in the world.
Yeah.
It's just a fact.
Very true.
She is, no one is funnier than her. She lives, it's her entire DNA makeup.
Yeah.
And were we funny? I mean, You know, like she, I mean, I think her resistance compete. Was like,
we're, it's what? Not about
you guys just want to be serious jerks.
Look, this podcast is funny if you're smart enough.
I agree. But you're not saying Chelsea's not smart.
No, I'm just saying like to listen to it as a third party is different.
Yes. Like, we're not like farting and like throwing tomatoes at each other. Like the funny is like just icing days. On the cake.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
In the old days of podcasting, I think, you know, put us both in our heads.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's very intimidating. But and I think she'd be happy to hear that.
Yes, I think so too.
She intimidated us.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, part of the package.
I mean, she would expect it. Like,
yeah, she wouldn't be royalty if you weren't intimidated by her.
Right.
This is so sad, Casey.
What's sad?
This is the end.
No.
Yes. This is the last episode of our season. Can you believe that?
What?
Yeah.
God, I worked so hard. I worked so hard on this.
You did.
You did too.
What do you think?
It's worth
did
it.
You like it?
It was worth
I
it.
I loved it. I loved doing it. I learned a lot.
Me too.
And listening back to them, I was like, I just heard myself express so many. This is my fear of the podcast is that if I ever run for president one day, you know how to take me down because I've expressed every vulnerability.
That's what the first of all, when you by the time you run for president, that's what you're going to be running on is your that's the platform.
Vulnerability.
Vulnerability. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hope
vulnerability.
I hope
and change.
That's where we are at that point.
Yeah.
And hence actually solving Chelsea's fears.
Right. From the top down.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, we want to do more. Like we literally have like notes on our phone of like future guests.
Yeah.
And like we want to do like call in episodes.
We want to hear from more. You.
Yes.
From you, the bitches listening to this. Like
and live shows.
And live
there's
shows.
So much more to do. You guys have to do whatever it is that
you do.
You got to subscribe to our podcast on Apple, Spotify, or Stitcher.
Stitcher.
And all of these episodes have like complimentary bonus episodes on Stitcher Premium. So rally for us.
Yeah.
We want to keep doing it. And
honestly, like it's the least you could do.
If you've ever had a problem, I think you'll understand. Casey.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. For everything you've done.
You're welcome.
For this problem-based community and for me in my life.
You're welcome. And thank you for listening to me and talking over me.
I did.
And no. And just being by my side through this amazing journey. This was crazy.
Yeah. I love you.
I love you too.
I'll see you when we stop recording.
Okay.